On this week's episode, I'm pissed off. And comma, Jackson has a little baby tooth. Those are not correlated. Also, we talk about the last hurrah of the Nintendo Switch. It's dangerous. Oh,
what's up, Bear the Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties and some talk about video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about video games.
You know what? You're better when you're pissed off.
I'm really mad today.
You're better when you're pissed off. You know what I mean? You get that adrenaline going. Ain't nothing getting by you. Ace in your intro. But don't worry. I know you had a rough day.
I know.
We're going to make it all better now.
Thank
you're
you.
You're so angry. I don't know if it's your lighting or just your blood pumping, but your face is red. You're red right now. I don't know. I'm sure it's just pigment. Also, I have so much sunlight coming through my windows that everything hurts. So it doesn't
I think
matter.
I just rubbed my face. So maybe that's it. Also, do you know there's some people who don't like touch their face? Like, do you know people? Some people just don't touch their faces.
It's just so weirdly phrased, but yeah, no, well, it's a whole thing because especially during the pandemic, everyone was like, no one's aware of how much you touch your own face. You touch your face this many thousands of times a day, and to help prevent the spread, touch your face less. And everyone's like, no, that doesn't happen. So I have to imagine that there are people out there, maybe germaphobes or maybe people that are like really concerned about their skin that are like, yeah, I don't touch my face.
Or like a lot of people who wear a lot of makeup, they just don't touch their face because they'll wear the makeup. Like if I can't to my face, then I just feel strange. Like I need to rub my whole face sometimes.
I mean, when you're in drag, you probably touch your face substantially less.
Oh, I hate it.
Right?
I hate it. That was the one I went to go wash it. It feels so good because I'm just like,
I know someone who never
washes their face.
Well, that's me. Never. I just use water. What are you talking about?
Are you joking?
I just use water.
So when you were complaining about those breakouts, you literally just use water to wash your face?
I just
use
water.
Using
I've
a face wash?
Always only ever just used water. Actually, during that time, I did use a face wash. It didn't help. I always just use water and it's usually good, but I realized I was in so much stress and so much pain because of my eventual root canal that I think my skin was like, I hate you.
And I'm gonna let you finish where you're going with this, but then we have to circle back.
I was gonna say I know someone who never squeezes zits, and I think that's just ridiculous.
Freak of nature.
I think that's ludicrous.
Yeah, ludicrous.
That's the most unhinged behavior I've ever encountered in my
life.
It's
the most satisfying thing in the world.
I agree. It's just so like every time.
Mm-hmm. Every feels single good. Time. Okay.
That doesn't feel good, but like.
Do you know what else feels good? Using soap to clean your face. Jackson, how do you clean your face? When you say water, you at least use soap, right? Like something to break down the dirt and grime.
Just water.
You're saying this to bother me.
I'm not saying it to bother you. I just wash my face with water. And it's always been fine. My skin is always fine, except for January to
So do you just use soap from your neck down?
Well, I use my... Do you bend over and wash your feet?
Yes.
Wasting your time. You're
Jackson.
Wasting your time. Because all the soap runs down there and it gets washed anyways.
No.
It gets washed anyways. So you don't even need to. You're wasting your time and energy. So basically just wherever your body... wherever your hands can comfortably reach... that's all you need to wash and then let gravity do the rest.
Jackson, I need to ask you something and I'm so serious.
I wash my balls.
No. Do you wash your asshole?
Obviously. Because I can reach it. You're not listening. You didn't listen.
Okay. So you wash your butthole.
Yeah.
And your balls.
Yeah.
But you don't wash your feet.
No, my feet get washed. It's passive. It's passive cleaning.
What about the between the toes?
Yeah. I wiggle them in the soap water.
Okay.
Clean. Good as new.
Okay. It's
energy efficient.
I'm having such a day that I'm just going to accept.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to accept this heterosexual part of you and just, I will never doubt your sexuality ever again in my life.
You're welcome.
Anytime people call you gay on the internet, I want you to use this clip.
So anytime someone calls me gay, you're going to hop in there and be like, he doesn't waste energy bending over to wash his feet. He's straight.
I'm going
to
say he doesn't wash his face and he doesn't wash his feet.
No, they get washed. The feet get washed. And the face gets washed just with water.
No. soap. You need something to break down the dirt and grime.
What do I? Why do I need that? My skin is fine. My face feels fine. Like, I don't know.
But it's like they're okay. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
How about once a month we go for a pedicure and a facial?
Seems unnecessary.
You know.
We're also like not in the same. We're also not in the same province.
You know what? I will fly just to fucking.
That's
get
what's going
to
get you out here.
That's what's going to get you. If it means washing your.
I've been out here asking
face.
You to come and hang out with me repeatedly forever now.
And you just have to tell me you don't fucking it. Wash your face.
My face gets washed. I use water.
I think you made my day worse.
I use water.
How was your day, Jackson?
My day's okay. I have a weird gap in my teeth right now.
Why did you stop wearing your retainer?
No, I don't have a retainer. I have the permanent metal retainers from when I had braces, but I had a root canal done like a month and a half ago or something. And then last week I went to get fitted for a crown for it. So they did molds and blah, blah, blah. And then they
are
put
your teeth
like a
drifting.
I mean, yes, I know that they are, but not in any important way. They gave me a temporary crown until they have to send the results off to the lab, and then it comes back with a permanent crown, and then they install that for me. And they gave me a temporary crown. They're like, don't eat anything super hard and don't eat anything sticky. And I'm like, okay. I was eating pizza
caramels.
Crust.
Oh my God.
Pizza crust on Saturday. And I went, crack. And I went, whoa, what was that? And I broke the crown into three pieces. So now I've just got a little fucking weird baby tooth gap in my mouth.
Show me.
It's.
Oh my God. We have the same baby tooth.
You got a little baby tooth? No, yours might be littler, but it's not little.
Which side is it? This side.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's not, remember that when I did the crest billboard, they photoshopped my tooth to make
no,
it?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they photoshopped, they shot my bad side, so they photoshopped my tooth to be nicer. Yeah. I saw it, I was like, where's my little tooth?
And where'd my
like,
little tooth go?
Where'd my little tooth go? And they were like, ooh, we awkward. Photoshopped it. Awkward.
Wow. Wow. That's fun. But it's fine. Like, there's no pain because I had a root canal done there. But my cheek is so used to, obviously, being in contact with my teeth. That it just feels weird and I can't stop tongue in my hole, you know?
Nice.
Just can't stop.
Can't stop tongue in your hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. All day.
All day, every day. That's it.
All day. Tongue punching the fart box.
No, it's not a fart box. It's in my mouth. Burp box.
Burp box.
I've also been rewatching. I restarted The Last of Us, the show, the HBO series.
Hey, how far are you in the game?
I'm about to go to the aquarium. I go to the aquarium tonight.
Oh, you still have not played since we've chatted last.
No, you don't understand. How do you not know my schedule? I play on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We talked on Saturday.
Oh my God. We get to see each other so much. It feels like
I know
time
we're
just
so
flies.
Fortunate. You know what I mean?
So
especially
nice.
Especially these last few weeks. I haven't played in a while. I was also thinking like, well, I'm definitely not going to get finished by the release of the first episode on the 13th, but that's okay. I'll play two more times that week. And then realistically, I'll likely
that,
be
like,
finished before there's any crossover in story.
I'm just worried that they'll be like, what if they
start at the
show,
end or something? Yeah.
Yeah, start at the end or like show something that happens at the end of the game at the first episode. Like, oh, that makes me so worried.
I'm a little nervous, but it's the lesser of two evils because otherwise I'm going to spend like 6 hours, 7 to 8 hours playing this weekend and my birthday weekend. No way. Get fucked.
Get fucked. Playing The Last of Us 2 for 8 hours on your birthday doesn't sound super fun at all.
Get fucked. On a stream, I'm not going to spend 8 hours on a stream.
On a stream, yeah. But like at home playing in my underwear, oh yeah.
Maybe. Good. Maybe, but I don't, you know, that's not the play, so.
Yeah.
That's not the play.
Are you excited to turn 38? Are you excited?
You don't even know how old I am.
Yeah, you're like 40, right?
You don't even know how time works.
43.
What is the scale we're going to now?
Are you 50?
I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to rub my oily face all over you.
I can't wait. I wish you would.
Fuck, it's getting harder to threaten you with things.
It is getting harder.
Do you need a minute?
36, right?
35.
Yes. Oh, right. I always forget. I'm 2 years older than you.
That is correct.
I hate that.
Thanks, Daddy.
Oh, baby.
You know, we're back. We're doing it. To all of our patrons out there, we have the cameos that just went out. Sent those all out. And the bonus March video, which we recorded, which was really fun. The tier list of dating sim games. Those are both available on the Patreon.
Mm-hmm. By Vibes also, alone. Yeah.
Vibes alone. Big news coming out of this week. Also, get fucked, April Fool's Day. I hate April Fool's Day. I'm so annoyed by it. It's especially in like the gaming or nerd culture. It's just annoying. It's just people like doing one of two things. Just being stupid and being like, we can capitalize on marketing. It's stupid. It's dumb. Or you're going the other way where you're like, we're promising things that people actually want and then taking it back and pretending that it was an April Fool's Day. Stupid. Anyhow, this is not an April Fool's Day joke. If you can believe it, Juice. Remember that flash in the pan, that game we loved for about 3 weeks called Pal World?
Yeah.
There is a Pal World dating simulator that got announced yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yes. And in the blurb, here, let me find it on Steam. I'm going to use my one Google. Yeah. Same Pal World dating sim. In here, let me just read this blurb to you because it's fucking weird.
Okay.
So it's called Pal World More Than Just Pals. Okay.
Oh, God. More than just pals?
More than just pals. What lies inside the mysterious world tree? An exciting school life filled with cute pals. Will you remain friends or fall in love or dismantle and eat them? Your dream school romance starts here. In this Pal World dating sim.
You played it?
No, I'm not playing that game. They lost me in the main game. They're not getting me in the spinoff.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember when we played that for 3 days?
I played for about 3 weeks and I was all in. And then all at once, drop of a hat, snap of the fingers, I was like, I'm done. I never want to play this game again. I'm fine with that.
And I think everybody was like that.
Yeah. I mean, that game sold like 25 million copies or something insane.
I know, but it's just like it didn't have any lasting power. The story was too weak.
Well, again, I don't really know where I stand with those style of games, because with Pokemon, making the direct comparison, I don't care about the story in Pokemon. I've never given a shit about the story in Pokemon.
But the story gives it like a linear kind of way to play it. Yeah, so it's like you're able like to kind framework. Of follow. Yeah, you're able to kind of follow something. If you don't have any kind of like at least even like a small one, theirs was just like four bosses that are super fucking hard right from the jump. Here you go.
Yeah, I mean, it was in beta. I don't know when it released, or was in early access or whatever they were calling it, but I don't know when they fully released their big dogs. You know what I mean?
Don't know. Didn't play it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Mm. So you got that to look forward to.
Great. Perfect. Can't wait. Fun.
Aside from being angry all day, what's new?
Angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes over.
I just like, I don't know, man. Mm. Just being the boss is not fun sometimes. Yeah. You know? Sometimes I wish I could just go in, do my thing, and leave.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's life. No big deal.
Yeah.
So I'm just like a little frustrated. I obviously can't talk about it because it's like it's my work. So like,
you don't want to spill that tea.
But I can't spill the tea just in case.
Nah, dude. We're respectful like that.
Yeah, but still fucking just real frustrated with a lot of the shit that's going on. And like today was a day where it was just like, so Mondays I close. So I opened the studio to this morning, and then like another gym I work at, he called me and he like, we've got a really bad ice storm out here. So like people are been out power for like 4 or 5 days.
Oh.
Yeah. And one of my coaches was like, out power, no water, no, all their food is like going bad in the freezer and stuff. So they're like trying to reorganize their life. So he's like, can you please like go in for me tonight? And I was like, I'll go in for 2 classes, but you have to find somebody else for the other 2. So I went in and did that, came home, had dinner, had to like skip out on a bunch of my like house chores. But so it's just like a long day.
Just a long day.
So hopefully I saw Lion King last week. Did we talk about that?
Don't think so.
Oh, I saw the Lion King last week. That was really cool. It was really fun. I got to see a bunch of my like theater kid friends from high school. So we all went together. It was kind of fun because like the Lion King's good, but it's like been on for so long that like it felt like, I don't know. What's the right word? I don't know if they call it dead theater, where it's like, it's just not as tight as it used to be. Mm. And the singers just aren't as good. You know, it's like, you're not getting that like top tier best of the best.
Well, they're off on the new hotness. I gotta imagine.
Yeah. Like everybody was incredible, you know, but like my favorite part actually was that our Simba was like a young, I think Asian boy. And then our adult Simba was like black with like a very thick African accent.
Love that.
So I was just like, wow, Simba really, he grew up different. He grew up, something changed. And I was kind of like having like a chortle about it. My friend looked at me. She was just like, we're watching a play where people are pretending to be giant cats. I think we can kind of suspend our disbelief. Yeah, we can kind of suspend our disbelief on the race of the actor. And I was like, honestly, yeah, fair.
Respectfully.
They're both great though. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun to see like the puppets go through the hallways.
Cool. What was the best animal?
Elephant. Nope. Yeah. Giraffe.
Whoa.
Elephant. Tough.
Who wins in a fight, elephant or giraffe?
Oh, elephant.
Have you seen giraffes fight? It's Doosh. Nuts. They with the swing head? Their neck and their and head around. Doosh. It's scary looking. It's I know. Weird.
But like an elephant, I think would win.
Maybe.
Who would win in a fight, me or you?
I'm not getting into this with you. We've talked about this too many times now. I told you it's damaging to our friendship. In one of the cameos that we sent out, it's damaging to our friendship. Were there zebras?
Yes.
Were there zebras? Did you know that in the show I was in 9 times right before the pandemic happened, I was a zebra in that show, and it was maybe my favorite thing I've ever done. Like
being tight, a zebra, were you
tight fucking zebra skin outfit? Wow. And then like it was like the first show that kind of adopted the Broadway style into Disney on Ice, because otherwise it would be like no, Pumbaa like bento is someone. Spoiler alert, bent over in the fucking costume and it's terrible. But for this show specifically, they were like, no, you've kind of got like the skeletal structure or outline type of thing. So I was in that as a zebra, and it was so flamboyant and so over the top. And everyone else who was in that number fucking hated it. And I was like, there like, whee! And they're like, you're an asshole. I was like, no, I love it. It's so much fun.
Do you have pictures?
No. No, because I anticipated being on that show for a lot longer, and then the pandemic happened.
Wow. Remember when we streamed on the day you found out you had to go home and you were sad for no reason at all? And we were like, maybe it's that.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Also, I saw The Lion King in the West End when I was in London. There was a... It's not a competition. There was a 25-minute all-stop in the first act. And what young, they stopped the show in the middle of the first act. They just stopped the show. They got on the microphone and they're like, young Nala cannot continue with the show. We will be working to get our understudy in. Please have patience. 25 minutes we sat there, which like from an audience perspective sucked. From someone who's been in theater and performance, you got to wait until the next person's ready. There's nothing that you can do faster. And with kids, you have to imagine that the understudy is not backstage every single fucking show because child labor laws and stuff. So, we had to wait 25 minutes and they brought them back. And for me, the momentum
If you waited 25 minutes, it means she was backstage and she was getting into hair and makeup.
Yeah, maybe that's all it was. Either way, long time to wait. For me, the momentum of the show was shot and I was like, I don't care anymore. I'm tired and I'm hungry now because we had to sit there for so long.
You just sat there for 25 minutes?
Yeah.
You couldn't like leave?
I don't think so. Maybe, but I think ultimately it's like you had no idea how long, right? So they're not going to like open up concessions. They're not going to let you go and get a drink or snacks or anything because it could be 5 minutes and then you have a line of people waiting outside and they're not getting back in time. They should have just had
Rafiki come out and like done something fun. Our Rafiki was great.
That's the thing, and I can speak with too much experience in this. Disney is so particular about how things are represented. They need a hand on everything, and things cannot vary very far from what they set in place, right? So if it was any other show that wasn't Disney, sure, they probably would have just like pivoted on the fly and figured something else out. But because it's Disney, they're not allowed. So you win, essentially, is what I'm saying. Because when I went, 25-minute break in the middle of the first act.
Can I say?
Tell me.
I have waited 5 years of our friendship for you to say that.
I say that all the time. You're being such a dink. Speaking of being a dink, from the time this episode goes up, it will have been last week, two weeks ago even, there was a Nintendo Direct that outlined essentially the last hurrah for the main Switch series. Now, if you listen to last week's episode, we talked about the Switch 2 and all of the details we saw in that release, presentation about the release. Yeah. We're going to go all the way back to basically just see how we're feeling about the final few months of the Switch and everything that was announced. Kind of go, not necessarily blow by blow, because I don't want to get into absolutely everything. There's some stuff on here I just don't give a shit about. But some stuff that we're excited about. I knew that would get you. Hey, but Juice, before we dive into that, we should let everybody know about patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there on the Patreon, you could head over and get a whole slew of additional content options. You can also financially support the podcast, the two cuties here hanging out every week, sending you all the good vibes and energy. Over there, you can get access to additional video content, including full video episodes or monthly cameo style videos. You can also get episodes a day before the rest of the world, and a bunch of good stuff over there. You could also go the extra mile and become a Patreon producer like Mystery and the Bull. Shout out to you both. Thank you so much for presenting this episode. And with that, we can dive in to the Nintendo Direct from March 27th. Exciting things here, Juice. Juice, I'm realizing as we're ramping up to this, your Switch is broken. So as I'm like, are you going to play these? The answer is no.
But I think with the Switch 2 coming out, all of these are going to be available on the Switch 2. And I just want everybody to know, we are recording this before the Nintendo Direct for the Switch 2 that's happening tomorrow morning. So if there is any information that comes up with the Switch 2, we technically actually don't know. So right now, no, I will not be playing them. But pending information, yes.
Yeah, sick. Cool. Ready. First on here, we're just going through Nintendo's list as they have them on their website, but Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D remakes. Juice, something tells me this is not your bag. They, of course, announced Dragon Quest 3 HD 2D remix, and they're like, that's kind of weird. What about 1 and 2? And then they were like, we're doing that as well. For me, the art style in this is I have ranted about the HD 2D style approach so often, where you've got your tight pixel art sprite for your characters, but then there's like true to life effects. So you see like water flowing with light reflections. You've got fires that are like emanating actual light off of them. And it's just so gorgeous here. I don't think I'll play these necessarily. If I can catch them on sale, maybe, because for me, I don't have any attachment to the Dragon Quest game series.
Yeah.
But the art style is enough for me to kind of raise an eyebrow and be like, ooh, maybe. Maybe if I catch all three of them on sale and kind of run the gamut of them.
I was going to say the art style gives me, like, does look really actually, it is really beautiful. And so it does look like a game that I would kind of touch. It kind of makes me feel like nostalgic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, these are remakes of games, I think, from the 90s, if not the late 80s. But
okay, I was like, because it feels very like,
yeah.
Yeah, like I've seen these before, so maybe that's what it is. So I've never played them, but it feels like it's got a really cool nostalgia factor. I would probably play those.
I'd say dabble, maybe. For you, it's an old school JRPG, so it's A, turn-based combat, and B, a lot of dialogue boxes. So I don't know if that's your...
Oh, is it turn-based?
Yeah, of course. It's a game from the 90s. It didn't have not turn-based combat in the 90s. Oh. Yeah.
Gross.
The next one on the list here, of course, is Metroid Prime. What's the subtitle of the new Metroid Prime game? Beyond. Metroid Prime 4 Beyond. They showed off a bunch of gameplay. They showed off new psychic abilities for some reason. Juice, have you ever been a big fan of Metroid, and will you be playing this at some point in the future?
I've only ever played Metroid as like a character in Super Smash Brothers.
Fair.
So I've never played Metroid. I don't know what the premise of Metroid is. I remember when I was watching the Direct, the chat went insane.
So this is a game that they announced many years ago. And the by announce, I mean there was a teaser that basically had a logo and that was it. And then they never showed anything else for years. And at some point they put out like a press release or something that was something to, said something to the effect of, we started over. We got to a point in development and didn't like where this was going and we started over.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So people were have been excited about this for years and years and years and have seen nothing. So this is the first time there was gameplay footage, which is great that it exists and that they did that. However, it doesn't look good.
Oh, you don't think it looks good?
I think it looks fine for like a game from 5-10 years ago. I think it's okay. I think it's just okay, which like we know Nintendo's never really pushing the bounds, but this is the style of game where it's action adventure and it's action and adventure. And as you're adventuring, the worlds are just kind of okay. I think that, yes, I mean, Nintendo never strives for the top tier graphics, but it just feels like if you're trying to sell me a big open sprawling world, that that genre has progressed so far in the last 5 to 10 years.
Well, I was going to say the graphics actually for Nintendo look quite nice. For Nintendo, you know, it's not like you're getting the PlayStation kind of like really beautiful HD, but for Nintendo, it looks more HD than I would guess.
Yeah.
You know, so this might be a preview into something that we're getting into the Switch 2, because it does look actually,
yeah,
you know, a little bit more realized than like the like Breath of the Wild and stuff. You get a lot more kind of like actual world building, you know, HD textures. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I am kind of looking it over now and it does kind of seem fairly simple.
Yeah, it's just like, kind of bland. Also, I don't know why Samus has psychic powers, but I guess we'll learn more.
They're the chosen one. We welcome you. They just said that.
Got you.
Yeah.
Groove to the Rhythm is the next one on this list that I had no idea about, but people are apparently quite excited for. The trailer on it looked neat, but it also was like telling us how basic game things work, like we were fucking morons, and I didn't appreciate that.
Oh, you felt threatened?
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing here? I don't like this.
Press the button to jump through the ring. It's like we were watching
thanks, that's video games. Yeah.
Well, I was reading it and like a lot of people, I saw once again, a lot of people were excited inside of the chat. And I was just like, I have never in my life seen this game.
Yeah, that's going to be a trend for a lot of these. I mean, the very nature of Nintendo is that some of their games were only released in Japan or were released in Japan and were huge there and then got a release in North America and they didn't hit or whatever the case may be. I think this is another one of those similar. Tomodachi Life, Living the Dream, is a first entry into the series in 10 years. First entry into a series I'd never heard of in my life. And also looked fucking weird, and you got mad about it as well.
Well, it's like this was the last thing you saw for the Nintendo Direct. So that's where they saved this like huge, big, incredible announcement.
But wait, there's one more thing.
And this is what they added, and it just looks like a kind of like, they look like creepy Miis from like your Wii. And it's just like a, like I'm guessing like a Sims sort of thing.
I genuinely couldn't even tell you.
Tomodachi Life, Living the Dream. Like, is this like an Animal Crossing? Is this like a...
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's like a mini game style game. I actually genuinely don't know. But to me, I just had no connection to it. So that's fine. There's a couple of like Nintendo peripheral things that got announced, but I want to talk about those at the end. There's a few games that we'll skip through because who cares about them. One I did want to talk about was Patapon 1 and 2. Have you ever played Patapon?
Patapon 1 and 2.
I've not, but I've heard of it spoken of in such a positive manner so many times. I'm curious about it. It's another kind of rhythm game, which is weird, but you're controlling an army and the rhythm and commands that you give them help progress your army in like a side scrolling left to right kind of fashion. The art on it looks really cute. I'm curious. This is not one I'll dive on with any urgency whatsoever. But again, I think this is another one that for a specific group of people was incredibly exciting.
Well, I feel like this is like a good time waster.
Yeah, just like a casual game. Hop in, play it.
Yeah, this isn't like a big RPG. This is one where you could be like going on a road trip, need something that's simple enough, but fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe I get.
Which I think there's a great place for those medium casual games. So
it looks like an army of unknowns from Pokemon.
Yeah, they're all just kind of like black shadows, right?
Yeah,
like just,
with big eyeballs.
What's the Howl's flying castle or whatever? The little flame. The little flames, but yeah. The darkness flames, essentially. Mm-hmm. Story of Seasons looks like your very classic Stardew Valley, Animal Crossing, but people, whatever. Juice, tell me how you're feeling about Villains Cursed Cafe.
I saw that.
A cafe sim with Disney villains.
So a friend of mine actually knows somebody who worked on this one.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was very excited about that. For me, not really my thing. Mm-mm. I think it's great for a certain person who would really like a cafe sim, but for me, it's just not really. I think it's really pretty, and I think it's a very fun concept, but just not really my kind of vibe.
Yeah, the cafe sim it's not the first entry by any means. There's a couple of other ones that I remember seeing, or having friends that played them. Those types of things. It's very visual novel with the occasional like mix in the ingredients, and maybe they present that in like a puzzle mini game sort of thing. But a lot of time, it's just like. The characters are talking, and it doesn't even look like they're voice acted, which like it doesn't really match the game anyways. Like the dialogue boxes is the way, but it just seems like a weird one. I know as a Disney adult, I was curious to hear.
No, I mean it feels like it does, but once again, it gives me those like vintagey. What's it called? Like playing like Neopets or like those like games that you would get in like a Trix box, and you would put the disc into your computer, and like you would play, like you would make little cocktails and serve them at your thing. Like that's kind of what it gives me, that kind of nostalgia, but like I probably wouldn't play it.
Yeah. The next one on this list is Witchbrook, which looks really cool. And I think to a really specific, not even that really specific of an audience, I think to a subset of gamers, this is going to be a really cool game. It's very Stardew Valley inspired from the art style, except you're at a school of witch. I think it's a school. And everyone's a witch. And you're navigating the town and the relationships. And I don't know if you have a farm or what the actual driving force is, but it looks really cool. Is
this
something
that
piques your interest at all?
Do you know what it looks like?
Tell me.
Habbo Hotel.
I mean, it does kind of have that isometric.
It looks like Habbo Hotel.
Fix. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like this. This looks really cool.
I think this might be one. As I watched this, I was like, I think Juice could enjoy this one. I think.
I would probably really enjoy this. If this has more of a story, if it's more a little bit more RPG.
That's the vibe I get. And then beyond that, it also does look like they do multiplayer.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it looks like it's
multiple
people
logged in, and I don't know what that interaction is or what, but I'm curious.
And it's kind of farming simmy because you can...
exactly.
Maybe it's going to be online because it looks like... Yeah. It looked like people were playing and they were like flying through, but they weren't playing with you. So it might be... maybe it's an online RPG game. But that one looks cool. I would actually play that. Oh my God, fun.
We got you one. We got you one. The next on this list here is so the other thing that was weird is Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
They called Tamagotchi.
Oh.
Yeah. Never heard it pronounced that way ever. Anyhow, there's a game called Tamagotchi Plaza, which looks very similar to some of these other games, just in that, like, here's a giant open area and you can wander around and do mini games and have small conversations. And listen, I love Tamagotchi, but that game doesn't do it for me.
It almost looks like Tamagotchi Plaza. It almost looks like the last one, what's it called? Tomodachi. Like, they look really similar.
Very similar vibes. Yeah, just different art styles for the characters.
Yeah, it feels like almost the exact same game. Yeah. But whatever.
Big swinger now. Pokemon ZA. A to Z, whatever. A to Z, blah, 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 blah.
So the big announcement with this one
is
you can go on your rant now. Go on your rant now.
So two things. One good, one stupid.
Okay.
One being, hey, you can sneak past the trainers. You can hide and you don't have to get in a battle with the trainers. Or you can jump their Pokemon. And I'm sitting here like, A, that's stupid. Why would I not want the experience? You need the experience in those games. Why would you avoid them? Maybe come back later. That's the only case that makes sense. Two, how gutless are you to jump a Pokemon from behind. An unsuspecting Pokemon that you can't catch, right? The trainer dives in the way they knock the ball out of there. You can't catch it. You're going to jump them from behind and attack them while they're not even paying attention? Gutless behavior. The other thing is, this is entirely set in the city. Traditionally, the worst parts of the Pokemon franchise, going through the city in the buildings, and it's clunky and it's gross and whatever. However, the other thing they announced is the A to Z, Z to A structure, I don't remember, I don't care, is like a league rating and ranking system. And you start at the bottom at Z, we assume, and then you fight and challenge people to climb this ladder. And to me, that's really cool and hopefully gives it a little bit more structure, kind of what you were alluding to with one of the other games previously. Mm-hmm. Not just the gym leaders. You're not just trying to get through 8 gym badges. You're actually also trying to navigate and get stronger through this process as well. Does it make me super excited? No. But what are your thoughts?
The wild zones look bigger than I anticipated, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But once again, I do agree with you with that, like, the sinking around, I could care less. I still don't love that it's in a city. I find the city to look a little bland and boring, and the cities are almost the worst part of any Pokemon game. But the Z to A ranking is cool.
There are two games that remain that, for me personally, big fan.
Oh.
These are the crown jewels as far as I'm concerned. Now, you will not give a shit.
Okay.
There is a game called Cosmic Invasion.
Okay.
It is a side-scrolling beat-em-up in a pixel art style featuring Marvel characters.
No, I saw this. A lot of people were really excited about this.
I'm pumped about this. So this is the team that made Shredder's Revenge. So this is an old school kind of game, right? This is an old school arcade beat 'em up. Scroll left to right, fight everything on screen. It gets chaotic as hell. It's fun to play with your friends. And they did this with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I went through and played the entirety of that, I think, in like 8 hours. It was super fun. And now they're doing it with Marvel characters. They all look awesome. Storm, Venom, Captain America, Nova's in there. It's X-Men, some X-Men, so you got Wolverine. Like, this looks very cool. Will I go out and get this day one? Probably not. But will I be really curious to play this with a bunch of friends? Absolutely.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people were really, really excited that you could play, that Storm was a playable character.
Good. Because I think from what I've seen in the trailer, that might be the only female playable character.
No, I think I saw Miss Marvel.
Is Miss Marvel in the mix?
Yeah, I saw Miss Marvel. I was just watching. Miss Marvel had like a little like arm sword thing.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Or Captain Marvel, not Miss Marvel. Captain Marvel.
Gotcha, I'm with you.
I get those two mixed up all the time.
Yeah. The other big one for me, straight to my heart, and you're going to laugh. It's a little game called Everybody's Golf.
I don't remember that being announced.
Everybody's Golf. So Everybody's Golf is a big series. In North America, it was called Hot Shots Golf for a long time, through like the 90s into the 2000s.
Oh, it was one of the later ones.
Yeah. Traditionally, Sony owned game. I think it still is, but it's coming to Nintendo, which is weird and unique, but no one cares from our audience. This is a create your custom golfer, go out and golf. There's some like arcade stuff to it, but not a ton, right? Like with your Mario Golf, where it's like it's too arcadey that it's not like at all skill based. But going in, creating your golfer, running around, leveling up, working through, there's like RPG elements to it. There's different ways to play. There's I have to imagine the same thing that we just talked about in Pokemon that's really alluring, trying to climb the ranks and climb the ladder in competitive play. It's super fun. I've played this. There was the most recent entry, I think, was on PS4, and I played it a lot with friends. It's just a really fun, laid back way to hang out and play a game and chat and mess around. So I'm really excited for Everybody's Golf. And if there's anyone else who gives a shit, let me know, because I need people to play, because Juice won't play with me.
I used to play Mario Golf.
That one's. Yeah, I had such a soft spot for that game. And then the most recent entry sucked. It didn't
Mario
suck.
Golf
it was just fine.
Sun.
It was so fine. Mario Golf.
A golf game, babe.
Well, you said it yourself. You played the old games because they were super fucking fun.
I think you added that last bit in.
You played those other games and they were super fucking fun. They are. Those old ones were super fun, but the new ones were just too like arcade. They did the kid gloves things like they did with Mario Party, where it's like, oh yeah, and at the end everyone gets random stars because none of it matters because we don't want you to take it seriously competitively. And they did that with Mario Golf because it's like if you hit to the top, full power, max aim, all of those things, there's still a completely randomized approach to where that ball is going to land. And it's like that kind of trying to level the playing field for everybody. And I don't want that. This game don't do that, though. This game won't fuck around like that.
This game will give you that hole in one.
You're damn right. And I'll give it a hole in one if you know. Hey,
yo, hey, yo.
Two other things that got announced. Please. Number one is an app for smart devices called Nintendo Today. It is a calendar and news-based app. I actually installed it yesterday because I wake up in the morning juice. I spend about 20 minutes eating my breakfast, maybe 30, eat my breakfast, drinking, sipping my coffee, really just like letting life happen around me, waking up a bit before I go to my first meeting. And I've been scrolling the gram and the world is a dumpster fire and I need to stop. I need to spend less time on social media. So this, I was like, cool, I can check in on this every day. Right now, empty.
I was like, it's going to be so empty.
There's nothing.
Also, you need to stop engaging with things that are going to upset you. Engage with things that make you happy.
I don't engage. I've always been so passive on social media, but just like it's impossible. I have the state of the world is so conflict focused right now because there's so much garbage happening. Like even just close friends that I have are like, hey, this article or this, like, we need to take a stand on this. And I'm like, yeah, no, I get it, but I'm too tired right now. So it's just a morning thing. I need to do it less.
I can. It's 7 in the morning. I can't do this right now. That's basically. I get that.
So I'm curious, once they announce more plans or talk about the Switch 2 a little bit more, I'm curious to see how this app develops and see if, like, if there's more to it, because I get the impression that there is.
No, me too. Yeah. It wouldn't just be this random thing, or it might just be, and it'll just die in the next few months.
I mean, literally, I looked at like the last 3 days, and there's just one thing, and it was like the countdown. There's like 2 more days until the Nintendo Switch 2 video. Come check it out.
And I can't see them posting a lot.
They could if they really wanted to. I'm sure they could do. There's so much that you can do from like a journalist. From a community management, from an engagement perspective, there's so much you can do. Whether or not Nintendo's willing to, yet to be seen.
Yeah.
The last thing, and perhaps the strangest thing,
yes,
and I'm curious to get your take on this, is virtual game cards, a new mechanic that essentially allows you to share your digital downloads the same way you would hand a cartridge to a friend. You can do it for up to 14 days. In that time, I believe you cannot play your game if you have lent it to someone else.
Oh,
my understanding, if my understanding is correct. Basically, like, it's straight. I want to hear your thoughts, and then we'll come back to mine.
Well, my thing with the virtual game card is like, one, I know your feeling on buying virtual games. Put the money back in the hand of gamers. So you already don't buy digital. So this is already not often. So it's already something that won't even really happen with you. But like I mostly buy digital because it's like I buy games on the fly. So it's just like, oh, I really want to play that game. Let me just download it. You know, but I understand with digital, it's like you don't actually own it, but it costs just as much as you buying the physical copy, which is problematic in itself. Mm. So with the virtual game card, while it's cool, I don't see because like for me, it doesn't take me 14 days to finish a game. It takes me a long time to finish a game. So like 14 days isn't enough, but then also like, is it only local? Like, can I lend you a game?
Well, you're doing it online, so I imagine it would be to anyone in your friends list. But
I mean, it's kind of fun for like you and me because like if there's a game where you're like, oh, I want to play that, but like I don't want to spend the money. It's just like, well, I already did. So like here, you can borrow my game and I just like send it on over to you. So it's kind of fun for like us because we like play games together all the time. So it would be kind of cool to be able to just like lend each other stuff. But it's just also like, I don't know. So it's like I don't like the idea that I can't play my game while you have it.
I'm not 100% sure that has to be how it works, right? Otherwise, they're just giving the game to a second person for free for 2 weeks. I'm not 100%. I don't know. So my thoughts are, I think this is interesting. I just don't think it's for me. I don't have a core friend group that plays Switch a ton. And I think it's neat that they are trying to essentially circumnavigate one of the biggest, most difficult things with digital sales of games right now, is that if I buy it myself, I can just hand you a disc and you can go and play. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you buy digital, you can't. So I think it's neat that they're trying to do this. I think this would be really interesting for families that have a couple of kids with multiple consoles.
Because it says you can do it with up to 8. So like you and I could be like a family.
Yeah.
And then we could just like lend each other games, which is kind of cool.
So again, I see the motivation behind this is like reducing a pain point for a lot of people. And I think that's really neat. And I'm curious to see. But Nintendo has a notorious history of not doing things in a player-friendly way. So I'm curious to see this in action. I'm nervous about it in that sense. Again, I don't have a lot of skin in the game. I don't have a big stake here. I'm curious mostly for curiosity's sake, not for how it's going to impact me specifically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's kind of nice. It says that your digital download, like the save data won't leave.
Yeah.
So like say if you've been playing and it comes back to me and I send it back to you like a week later, you could just start off where you left off.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool still. But I think it's cool, but it's kind of just like, what is that thing where it's just like the people didn't ask for this?
Yeah, but in some ways they did. Like, they didn't ask for this. They complained about a thing, and it seems like Nintendo found a relatively creative solution.
Okay.
Right? Because that's we talked about video games and buying the digital copies, and how you've made the statement as well. Like, they should not cost the same because you're so much more restricted, right? If I have that card, I can hand it to someone and they can go and play it. So I think this kind of addresses a pain point, a frustration. Just, you're right in the sense that, like, not in the way that anyone really said, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could share digitally? I'm sure some people did, but like, yeah, this is an interesting one. I want to believe in my heart of hearts that it was spurred on by a very positive ethos of like, hey, let's make it easier for people to get a hold of games or something to that effect. So I'm gonna say I'm optimistic about this, not in a way that it impacts me in any way.
Great. Me too.
What is your most desired game or feature from this list?
From this list? I think the Witchbrook one I'm actually really excited for.
Yeah.
Yeah. After looking at this all, Witchbrook actually kind of looks like a fun one. I don't know if it would hold me for a long time, but it would hold me for a bit. Just because like I like the like witchy Habbo Hotel kind of vibe, like the art style, like that you can fly on the broom. I'm not sure what the story is, but it does look kind of fun. So I would say that one's kind of the one that's really getting me. And surprisingly, Pokemon isn't at the top of my list.
It's not that surprising. It's terrible. It's a terrible
game for babies.
Exactly. Yep. For me, thanks for asking. I'd say it's probably everybody's golf. There's a few of these that, like, if I catch them on a sale, I'll hop in. But like everybody's golf, I think to me will be just an excellent. I'm picturing, I always get, when I get on a plane, I'm always like, what am I gonna play? What's like, because I don't want like a really intense adventure game on a plane. I want something that I can just kind of relax. And quite honestly, Mario Golf, the newest one, was my plane game for a while until I got too frustrated with the randomness. But like a golf game of just like slow pace, kind of in fake nature, and just out there doing your thing at your own. You don't have to, you can put it down, you can pick it back up. There's no time pressure in any way. I'm really curious about this. I'm eager. Like I said, I spent some time with the PS4 version, and there's always a character customization that you can just get weird with. And I think that would be really, really fun.
Purple or blue skin?
Probably, maybe.
Wow.
I don't think this is something that we could connect on, but it would make me so happy if you and I sat down and just made ridiculous golfers and then played golf really casually.
I mean, if it wasn't $75, I would probably, like, if it was like a $10, $20 game, I would play it.
It will not be a $10 to $20.
It will probably be like $75 to $80. And like, I don't know if I can.
Most Nintendo games hit at full price. Now that's not a Nintendo developed game, but either way, I don't see it being less than $80.
Yeah, I was going to say $80 for me to just.
For me, even as someone who's excited about this game, it'll be a hard pill to swallow for me to buy it at $80.
Yeah, it's a lot of money for these games, especially with the digital downloads being the exact same. It is a steep price, which I think is just insane already. Yeah. But yeah, for me, it's going to be price versus fun times. And I have so much fun with you. So much fun. But who I don't know.
Start paying me.
Hey, if I'm paying fun. You, I'm getting a little bit more than just.
I think you get plenty. I'm thinking about selling my Switch. Sell it now because I don't play it much.
Okay.
And then sell it for like a couple $100 or something. And then when the Switch 2 comes out, dive on that.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
You can sell it to some kid.
Yes. Some fucking loser.
Some fucking nerd.
Do you know that I'm pretty sure the entirety of the Switch existing, which I think is 10 years, never got a price cut. Never came down in price.
Wow.
Yeah. They put out the Switch Lite as like a cheaper option.
Yeah. Which
never
I had.
Never got a price cut.
Yeah, I got the Lite.
And oh, did you get the Lite?
Yeah, that's how that was my very first Switch. As I got the Lite, because I really wanted to play, but I just didn't get the chance to. So I was like, I'm just gonna buy the Lite because it's super cheap. I got a yellow one, and I put red handles on my little Switch, so it looked like a little Pikachu. And then it wasn't until I started streaming that I invested into an actual Switch, and I was like, so much better.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I got a Switch Lite. I gave it to a friend of mine.
You gave a Switch Lite away?
Bro, what I was going to make $50. I just gave it to my friend because...
Are you kidding me? You would have made $200 easy.
On a Switch Lite? Nah,
those never come... You didn't listen to the thing I said 3 minutes ago. The Switches never came down in price, which means the options for people trying to buy a secondhand thing are go buy it fresh for the full price, or you could have knocked $50 off of it.
No, but the Switch Lite is already only $200.
You could have made $150 back easily.
Fine. Maybe I still have it. I could find it.
And then you could have bought two new games.
One, really.
One in a bit.
Yeah, one plus tax. One I would have bought one game and maybe like a pack of Pokemon cards.
Well, don't get me started on that. That's a whole other thing right now.
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the Pokemon card? Everyone's scalping and then selling them at markups, and people are literally fist fighting in parking lots. I was in a London Drugs and I overheard two people talking in London. It's like Shoppers Drug Mart. It's like Walgreens. It's a drugstore.
Yeah,
and I overheard two people talking that were there. And they're like, oh, we're out of Pokemon cards. And I kind of turned and looked and smiled. They didn't see me. And they were like, yeah, we had them in stock today. Gone in an hour. And I went, yep, I believe that 100%. There's videos all over the people like fist fighting in Costco's and people like waiting outside of Costco for them to open up because they know that Pokemon merch dropped that day and everyone runs in and buys these cards.
Can I say something controversial yet brave?
Oof.
Can I? Are we ready? Grow up.
We just spent an hour talking about Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, but we're not fighting about it.
I mean, we might have come close in the middle of there.
I think if you are going to fist fight over pieces of cardboard with drawings on them, grow up.
So for them, it's business. They're not keeping it for themselves. They're getting in there, they're buying something that costs $30, and then they're selling it for $50. And they're trying to buy like 30 of them so they can go and flip it and make like $600, which they can, and they will. They'll do it successfully because there's that level of... fervor for the hobby right now because people are it's just money.
Hate it.
It's just a business investment.
Hate it. I hate that. Mm-hmm. I think scalping is so stupid. I think that if you are, it's like it's the same thing with tickets, like with concert tickets. Like, why are you scalping? You are an asshole.
You should get kicked in the shin for that one.
Yeah, and I think it's the same thing with the Pokemon card. Yeah. It's the same thing with the Pokemon card. It's like one, you're taking joy away from other people who could buy it at a normal price. Two, you're buying and marking it up at a massive amount. Grow up, you fucking loser. I'm saying it. Grow up. You're a fucking loser. You're a fucking chode. Let people buy things and enjoy it and don't sell it to them and try to take advantage of people who are just trying to enjoy something. Grow up, loser. Thank you.
You know what's to really blame here?
Tariffs.
Capitalism.
I mean, we both were on the same page.
Sort of.
Crushed it.
And with that being said, we come to the conclusion of another brilliant episode. Thank you for staying to back-to-back episodes about the future, the past, and the present of the Nintendo Switch / Switch 2. We appreciate you immensely. And Juice is going to tell you where you can connect with us on socials.
If you guys want to see us on socials, you can follow us at @itdangerpod on Instagram. Jackson works very hard on our clips, and they are fun, goofy, by two goofy little goobers. And we hope that you enjoy it. If you are unable to support the pod on Patreon, don't forget to drop us a follow, drop us a like wherever you listen to the podcast. Even do a repost or a comment. It helps us go a little bit further in the algorithm and helps people discover us and our sweet, sweet little faces. So thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you immensely. And we are going to see you next week where Jackson and I talk about, what are we going to talk about, Jackson?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it yet. Funny. You're usually pretty good at this. We're going to talk about which video game foods I would be most eager to eat.
I've got it.
Go ahead.
And if you guys have listened to this entire episode, we really appreciate it. And we are going to see you next week where Jackson and I talk about it. Capitalism in video games. Is it problematic or is it going to bring us to a brighter future?
Short episode.
Short episode.
It's not good.
Love you guys so much. And we'll see you next time. Bye.